Sunday night, Kuf Yud. You all missed Thursday night. We learned Thursday night, except. Kuf Yud. Sivvav, I think we're up to, right? Sivvav?
We did
Sivvav Thursday night.
Yes, we did.
Right. Siv Zion. Right, Rav Siv Zion. When do you say it? Siv Zion, when do you say it? Omer Osacha Shehechzik Bederech. That's the Lashon HaGemara, really. Let's go straight to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavtes. Ritzon Lomar Shlo Yomrena Shadayin Hu B'toch Eir Shadarbo Av Shemechin Atzmu Lotzis L'Derech. That's not like the Taz. The Ibura Shal Eir Dainu Shivimama Mat Yosef Samachlir Lachar Shekvar Kol HaKalabotam Ariyah K'toch Eir. Taz matar filo b'toch ir. Oh, here's the taz. Bisho shagomar b'libo v'echanat mubotzeis. Avol el yirabu v'afrim b'godem b'shar achreinim cholken al zeh. V'eskimu b'lechatchili yesh yuzor shlo lasas kein. Ach b'dievet v'eshlis mochal dvorot. So that's why nowadays when the sakon of drochim, the achreinim agree, has shifted, but sort of, you know, you can't. This is like sometimes in halacha you have that where the reality shifted, but the poskim are afraid to just go against the way the Gemara and Chazal structured things, even though the reality shifted. But here's where many achronim say, I don't know many, but there are a number of achronim that say that it's that nowadays with the sakana being the cars and accidents rather than. So rather than Tzakonas Rochem, even though it's not so true, unfortunately.
It's Lefachor both.
But you could be Saimach on the Taz, and many Achronim even encourage doing like the Taz, meaning if you're going to go on a trip, which is Mechuyev and Tzilas HaDerech, Medina de Gomorrah, meaning you're going to be outside the city, quote-unquote, outside the Tchum of the city, outside, right, as we'll soon see, but you could make Tzilas HaDerech already as soon as you pull out of your driveway. Because really, this is Papoyel Dikos Sakona. The Sakona's Drochim is really any time you go in a car. So the Mishnah Berurah says, B'diyevet Yechlus Mechal Dvorov. So it seems to me that there are a number of Achreinim that shift that to Lechatchila doing like the Taz. If you're on a trip that you have to make Tzilas HaDerech for, and again, we're going to learn now. There's really, the Achreinim have two perspectives. There are Achreinim that have the perspectives that nowadays, if you keep your eyes open, you're never outside the tchum of a city, just about. There's always houses all along. So maybe we should never make Tzilas HaDerech. On the other hand, other Achreinim say, Pum Faker, like, you know, there's a different sakona now. You should make Tzilas HaDerech now, even without going outside the city. Just driving around, you should make Tzilas HaDerech. So that's why I have my maskana, which I sort of banged together from, you know. And that is when you're on the highway. When if you get a flat tire, you can't knock on a door for help. You're stuck. That's called that's our hechzik bederech. It's when you're on a highway, so you're bederech. The fact that there's a house down below doesn't do you any good. See, in the Gemara's time when the Sakana was, you were outside the city, there were mazikim, there were highway robbers, there was, so, you know, as long as there's houses around, you're in Yishuv, so you're protected from that Sakana. So now, it seems to me logical to extrapolate that when you could be in the Yishuv, but you're on a highway, what good does it do you that someone's living down below? You're zooming by at 80 kilometers an hour.
Is the Rav saying you should wait to 40, say it?
Whichever way it is.
Is the Rav saying you should wait to say it then, or is that?
I'm talking about the Mechayev.
The Mechayev.
The way to say it. So if you're not doing like the Taz, and I don't recommend doing like the Taz. I tell people when they get onto the highway where they lose a connection to houses along, when you're zipping along a highway, and the fact that there are houses all along are not relevant anymore, that's when you should say Tefillas HaDerech.
But if, and let's say I'm in the car myself driving, and I don't feel comfortable saying Tefillas HaDerech while I'm driving.
You don't want to do that. You want to be makpid to pull over to the side.
Should I say before,
if you're going on a trip, that's mechuyev and tefillas haderech.
Well, from here to Yerushalayim.
Right. So you could say when you're about to pull out of your driveway. Yeah. You could do like the Taz. In other words, you could be something like the Taz. Why? Because first of all, there's the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah paskens b'di'evad. You can do like the Taz, but it's only b'di'evad. You are gaining that you want to say tefillas haderech, like stationary. That's a mila, but that alone wouldn't be enough. Maybe it would be enough for Eitz HaAretz, but not for me. But the third thing is that the cars, the Chayinim say the cars are a real sakana nowadays. And we're saying Tefillas HaDerech about cars. So you combine all those three things and you can see.
What if you go one exit on the highway?
No. How much? That we're going to learn now. How much is called a derech? But I'm just talking about, it seems to me the equivalent of going outside the city is zipping along a highway. Because it seems to me, again, the fact that there's houses around is mamish not relevant. You might as well be on the moon. You're on a highway. But how long a trip does it have to be? So that we're going to learn. That's still no geya. Except if you would take the position that cars, like it's a whole new scene. But I have not found an achron that's brave enough to make up a whole new halachic structure for Tefillas HaDerech. Like they're all hesitant. They say, you know, it's hard to make up, you know, especially you're talking about making a bracha. So Chazal will convey it this way. So that's why they push the envelope, like it's called. They'll say, okay, the Taz gets notched up from a b'di'evet to a lechatchila, and such things. Okay. So the basic halacha is Omer Osa Acher Shehechzik B'Derech means when you go outside the city. So the Mishnah Berurah says even the Ibur Shel city is not enough, meaning 70 Amos, Kulu, but you have to go outside the Tchum. Right? V'chol Zeh B'Tchilas Yitziyosu Mibeis, so we're continuing in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chafes, that we're talking about when you start your trip, when you say Tfilas HaDerech. Avo K'shehu Lon B'Derech, but if when you stop overnight, then you could do the Taz L'chatchila on your second morning. Avol k'shehu lon b'derech yuchalom tefillas haderech b'bokeh k'shemechen atzmo lotzeis afilu k'shehu adayim bo'er d'kvar hechzik b'derech. In other words, we had if you sleep overnight. And we said if you sleep in the yishuv overnight, or by us, anytime, you know, it would be okay. Well, if you're not b'derech anymore, you stop. You're in a hotel. You're in a yishuv. If you are in a yishuv, you're in a city. So then the Mishnah Berurah paskens that the second morning when you start your trip, then the Taz becomes a lechatchila. And as soon as you start your trip, this I wonder if this is well known. That's a chiddush to me also. That then you make your tefillas haderech with a bracha the second morning, or the first morning, or, you know. The next day, you make it immediately when you start your trip. Finally, common the siman reish lam l'nyamash mispalek shiotsu min akrach with Mishnah Berurah. There are other tefillos mentioned in the Gemara that you make when you go in and out of a city. Moldani lefanecha shosaisani mikrach hazel v'shalom. So that's how you combine that with tefillos haderech. If you say that at all, we don't say many of the tefillos mentioned in brachas. I don't know, do people say it by doctors? They say that tefillah, you're supposed to say when you take medicine, you're supposed to say a little tefillah. Okay, now, so the first point was Omer Osa Achash Echzik B'Derech, which was outside the Tchum of the city. Vein la Omer Elam Ken Yesho Leilech Parsa. The trip itself has to be a parsa. A parsa is what? 4 milen. 4 milen is a parsa, right? 4 mil. And a mil is 2,000 amos. So you do the math. Shapachos mi parsa b'korav le'ir, einu mokum sakonim in astam. Again, they were looking at it mitzad being in Yishuv, being in Yishuv, not being in, you know, just outside. So Chazal v'kadeya that pachos mi parsa is not mokum sakonim. But also mokom shu mokom sakana. So you see, there is an, what's it called, the wiggle room in halacha itself. Mishnah Berurah says if you know it's a mokom sakana. Unfortunately, let's say in Eretz, you know, it's so sick that we're living. You know, you go outside yeshuvim. It's a sakana as soon as you go outside.
The muchzak is more than that.
Though.
Yeah, but
muchzak
is more than that.
It depends where you're talking.
Right.
Where those guys were hiking, probably was not muchzak to be a mokum sakana. But if
unfortunately, if you're in
Area A, what they call Area A, unfortunately, I'm afraid it is a mokum sakana. Thanks to our leaders.
You're welcome to Ramallah. It's a mokum sakana.
Yeah. No, so if you go into Area A, it's a Mokum Sarkana, right? Moshe Mokum Sarkana. Moshe Mokum Sarkana. Moshe Mokum Sarkana. Oz Yesh Lavorech Tfilos Haderech B'chol Gavni. So I'm saying, see, in Halacha Gufa, there really is a good source for the car thing. Because the Pachos Miparso, which was also Chazal's guidelines, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a muchzak, you know, the whole point of parsa outside the city is it's probably not a mokum sakana pachos mi parsa. Well, by train, yeshlo levorech tfilas haderech afilu im nosea rak parsa. You should make tfilas haderech. Even if it's a short trip,
it's nothing to do with time.
If you're going apart,
it's not time,
it's distance. And it's location. Distance and location. Well, if he's a Yeshizor lechatchila, take him Shemaskul in Soa, Leborach Tfilos Aderech, because the Ramor writes that you should say it in the first parasa. But if you're going for a trip, if you're going for a trip of a parsa, you should say it in that first parsa. If you're going for a trip of at least a parsa, so you should say it in that first parsa. You don't wait till you have traveled a parsa to say it. You say it as soon as you get outside the tchum of the city, which is, I guess, 1 mil, and you're going 4 mil in, so you say it as soon as you're out of 1 mil.
Does the parsa have to be all out of the city, or the whole trip needs to be?
The whole trip has to be. No, it has to be a parsa out of the city. Yep, it has to be that much out of civilization.
Travel parsa on the highway.
Yeah, so that's.
Okay, if you travel half a parsa in the city streets and half a parsa on the highway, that would not be.
No, that I'd be hesitant to tell the person to make a bracha in such a case. But I wouldn't be hesitant to tell a person to make a bracha if he's on a highway for a parsa. I hold highway is, I'm really like, highway is outside the city, even if you're inside the city. I hold, that's the derech. They built the derech, you know, on top, so. But the Eved Yivarech Ad L'Besoif calls Man Sheshu Adayim Parzach L'Hisal HaMasila. So you could make Tfilas HaDerech until you have. I know there was a tekufa when I used to go from Muncie to New York. From Muncie to New York. Muncie to New York City. No, I had a car. I always had two cars. One by the mechanic and one in my house. There was a tekufa when I didn't make Tfilas HaDerech. Like, there was houses all along. If you know the area, Palisades and that. So we used to make Tfilas HaDerech when we got onto the George Washington Bridge. And then you have a span where you're over the Hudson River. But you're about to come into New York City. So we used to do it like, as soon as we traveled on the Hudson River, we used to make Tfilas HaDerech then. It was like, because in that tekufa, I didn't want to make Tfilas HaDerech when I saw houses around. Okay. So, oh, okay. So Paris was 8,000 amma. Okay. 8,000 milan, sorry. Oh, no, 8,000 amma, 4 milan, a mil 2,000.
Technical plume like that.
What?
Is it the technical plume?
No, only if there's houses. In other words, if it's within the tchum, because they put up an eruv, that doesn't count.
Not because it's squared off, some say with George Washington Bridge in the tchum.
You're asking, let's say you're in the city, if you linearly, you haven't been in houses, but no, l'chari you go with linear, I would say. You don't square off and see if you're in a city that way. L'chari. Okay, so you only say it if you're going to travel for a parsa. I will pochus mi parsa l'yachton b'baruch. Except to remember the Mishnah Berurah said if it's muchzak to be a sakona you do anyway. Oh, that's the pshat na'o minig. I assume the guy didn't go to Paris. They said Mickey Bowman aderech. Do I know mitzilos aderech? That's okay. I don't know. That was the minig. Okay. Okay, ulachatchilu yomer osu b'parsa rishayna, because that's Rashi's pshat. V'mshokach melo oimer yomer osu kol zman shu b'derech, ubelevach lo higia toch parsa smucha l'ir, sheroi tzololom bo, v'shamelech yomer osu b'loi bracha. Okay, so the trip has to be a parsa chutz l'ir. You say it in that first parsa. You don't say it anymore when you have less than a parsa to travel to the next city.
Does manazim that change also?
A highway, I'd say. I would just use the word highway for chutz l'ir. But I wouldn't go away from Paris. I'm not brave enough to go away from Paris. Yeah. So even if you're going to travel a lot of parcels, but if you're less than a parcel to the city, you don't say it anymore. Let's learn Sufches very quickly. Just, I don't know why. We're not going to finish the Mishnah Berurah on it. Alright, we'll stop here. Okay, that's still so there. So I think we went over the basic halacha. So I'll look around a little in the Achrayim to see if there are any new hamsals. What?
Weather.
Rabbi mentioned a place that's more sukkah, so they're lower.